We are all different, right? Everyone is different. Socially, culturally, ethnically, we are all different. Even your family members are different from you also. Your husband is different from you and your wife is different from you, right? Your children is different from you. We're all different. Thinking pattern, worldview, and some perspective to see things are different. I do encourage not to talk to your family about political views because you may experience clear difference and disagreement to your opinions. No talk politics in my table, right? I want peace, okay? Although we are all different, we know how to live in harmony. You know, maturity means to respect others and live in harmony. Immature persons do not know how to live in harmony, so when they experience differences and disagreement, they complain and they leave. But mature persons know the meaning of humility and humbleness, so they know how to respect others. But immature persons are as stubborn as mule. I just learned this kind of expression, stubborn as mule. They do not live in harmony with others. You know, I believe a power of United States in our nations is that we know how to unite in all differences. So I like the word united. We are different, but united in respect. I really like the name of our denomination also, because we are United Methodist Church, which is not Unified Methodist Church, but united. We know how to respect others. We know how to compromise within differences. You accept me as your pastor who use chopsticks when I eat food. Right. I know some of you know how to use a chopstick, right? I'm a very expert of using the chopstick. So if you want to learn how to use chopsticks, come to me, bring me a chopstick, I can teach you. But you accept me, right, as a pastor who uses chopsticks when I eat, as a pastor. And you accept me who is struggling with English all the time because it's not my first language, it's not my mother tongue. Even we are different, we compromise and accept one another, and it is our culture, mature culture, which is to respect others. However, within all due respect, I decide to be countercultural for the gospel today. You might be uncomfortable to hear countercultural message. Actually, countercultural person make people around uncomfortable. Please bear with me, because I don't mean to bother you nor make you uncomfortable, but I really mean that we have to know God's will toward us, which is sometimes very uncomfortable culturally. Let's see the story of today's scripture that Sam just read for us. There's a man named Naaman. And Naaman was a general of army in Aram, and Aram was the name of the country, which was a powerful nation at a time. And Naaman was a general of army in that country. And Israel was afraid of Aram because Aram was a powerful country. And Naaman, who was the powerful general of Aram, had a leprosy, a disease, right? The skin and all leprosies. And no one could heal him. He tried to get healed, get better, but he couldn't get any healed. So he just there's no one who could heal him. But at that time, he heard about a man of God in Israel, and he came to Israel's king to request for his healing. You see how powerful he was, right? He didn't go to any general, he didn't go to any persons, but as a general of army in Aram, went to the king of Israel to request for healing. Hey, I came here to get healed. The king of Israel was so worried about and afraid of what Naaman could do to Israel if he couldn't get healed in Israel. So the king turned the robe's cloth. And Elijah, the prophet, the man of God, heard that. He sent his messenger to invite Naaman to his place. Hey, king, don't worry about it. Send him to me. So Naaman arrived to Elisha's house with the expectation that, oh yeah, Elijah will heal me. But Elijah didn't come out, right? But he just sent messengers to Naaman asking, go to the river of Jordan and take a bath 7 times. Naaman, the general of army of Aram, was so upset. And he said, don't we have better rivers in our country? He must come out and greet before me and wave his hands on the spot of my disease. But he didn't come out and just ask me to take bath 7 times. Naaman was so upset, and he was about to go back to his country with anger. The answer of Elisha to Naaman was so countercultural. Socially, it was not necessary, it's not adequate, because he's a general of great country, but Elijah didn't show him his face even. He just said, hey, take a bath in the Jordan 7 times. At a time when Naaman was upset, the wise servant of Naaman persuaded him to follow the direction of Elijah, because it seems nothing to take a bath 7 times. Hey, my father, just go and take a bath. It's not a hard thing. Just go and jump into the water 7 times. Who knows? You got healed. So Naaman did what Elijah asked to do, and finally his leprosy was healed. The Bible says his flesh was restored. I like this word, restored. His flesh was restored and became clean like that of the young boy. Like maybe 5 years old boy or 6 years old boy. Young boy skin. He got healed. And Naaman's expectation that Elijah must come out and heal him seems reasonable. Culturally, that's right. He has to come out. He should do something for him. But his expectation was not the way of God's healing. Elijah says, go, wash, and be cleansed. The way of healing from Elijah didn't fit into Naaman's way at a time. Not at all. And even his problem was not just simple skin disease, but it's leprosy. It's hard to get healed. Leprosy is a curse. It's not just simple kinds of rash at all. It's leprosy, so complicated disease. My dear brothers and sisters, we all have some issues in our lives. It doesn't matter what position you are in our society. It doesn't matter whether you are high-ranking general or just private soldier. We all have problems. And the problems we have look very complicated, just like leprosy, maybe. Or very looks like very difficult to get healed, as Naaman had. The issues we have may look like shameful things. We try to get healed, we try to get restored from our problems, but no one can heal us. No one can restore us completely from brokenness, sickness, painfulness. Our church, Present Valley UMC, also has issues and challenges. We try to solve issues and challenges by our endeavors, by our experience, by our expectations, but no one can solve all issues and all challenges completely. We cannot be the problem-free church. There is no other church like that. We are looking for a solution in some ways, but no one can say this is the only way to solve all issues. Now, it is time to seek God. Now, it is the time to ask God to solve your challenges in your life. It is time to seek God. It is time to turn to God. We are expecting a way to solve our issues. If we need more money, we expect that God gives us more money we need. If we need health, we expect God provide us good health. So we go to God and to get this answer, but God says different. God says, wash and get well. God says, come to worship me. Come and worship me. Restore your relationship. Restore your worship service to me. Restore your relationship with me. No, no, God, you don't understand my problem. It's not what I'm asking. I'm not asking the restoration of your relationship between you and me, but my problem is the money. My problem is the job. My problem is my family. My problem is my children. I really need money. I really need a new job. I really need a reconciliation with my brother and sister. But you said, wash and get well. But you said, come to worship service. Well, God, I think I better buy a lottery instead of asking you money. I better find a good doctor instead of asking you to kill me. I better prepare a better good resume instead of asking your help to get a new job. You see, we are like Naaman, because we are stuck in our problems. We are just focused on our problems to solve these problems by ourselves. We have a money issue. We have a relational issue. We have a job issue. We have a broken relationship issue. We have all health issues. Now you have to restore this one. You have to restore this one. We have to restore this one. We have to restore this one. That's why Naaman visited Elijah, but his answer was so clear. Go and wash. Jump into the Jordan River 7 times. And then Naaman was upset. What? I was expecting these problems to solve, but you asked me to jump into the river? He was upset. What about today? If you come to me, hey, Pastor Eugene, I have this problem. I need a new job. I need a new bank account. I need to prepare the money for my children. I have this broken relationship with my children. I have this kind of problem with my family. What can I do that? I pray and give the answer like, come to church. Restore your worship service. Come to church and worship God 7 times a week. And then you might think of me like, he's so weird. I am asking the financial problems. I am asking him to pray for me for my health issues. I'm asking him to pray for my son, pray for my daughter, pray for the new job. But he answered, come to church and worship God. He's not a kind of good pastor. I'm going to leave. I hope at that time you might have a wise friend beside you. Hey, why didn't you try? Why didn't you try? Who knows? You see? I have to ask this question to all of you, my dear family in the Present Valley UMC. Do you take your worship service as if it is the most important and first priority in your life? Or do you consider worship service as a secondary choice whether you can come if you have nothing to do on Sunday? I am countercultural for this time, because I have to stand here to tell you what God's will toward us is. We have to restore our relationship with God through worship service. And worshiping God must be the first priority in our lives. Still, we will have problems, because there is no one problem-free. But when we restore the spirit of worship service, when we restore the genuine relationship with God through worship service, problems and issues cannot shake us anymore, but we will experience free in the truth which keeps telling us God loves us so much until he gave up his only son, Jesus Christ. This truth sets us free, not free from the other problem. We are living in the midst of the problem issue, but we will feel free in the truth that God loves me until he gave up his only son, Jesus Christ. You want to get healed? You want to be free from problems? Then go to the river of worship service. Wash and be cleansed. No, 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 you don't need to get angry for this kind of message. But be wise as a servant of Naaman, who advised him to follow the direction of Elijah. The first purpose of our church is to worship God. We have to come and worship God. We have to take our worship services as the first priority in our lives. I heard about one kind of a rumor about our church last week. I was kind of very surprised. I heard about some kind of a rumor, and actually that kind of rumors coming from the persons who are not coming to our worship service. You know what? No matter what you hear, no matter what kind of issue we have in our church, no matter what kind of challenge you have in your life, the first thing that we have to do is to worship God, to praise God, recognize God, admit God that He is my God. And God is using our church, and God is using me, God is using you for His name's sake. No matter what, there's no change, but only God will lead us. With this truth, with this restoration of spirit of worship service, we will be like 5 years old young boy skins. It's like, oh, just newborn baby skins. So clean, so spiritually so clean. That is what we have to ask in God, and that is what God's will toward us for this week. I am countercultural, because I don't say, that's okay, you can skip the service if you have any other things on Sunday. I don't say that. No, come to service, come to church. It should be your first priority in your life. Then you will see the free in truth. And that's the message from the Bible to me and to you. Let us pray.